My own experience, though, in changing the steps is rather amusing. It just shows you how things can get frozen. Somebody just showed me a copy of the first printing of the A book, the big red thick one that we made so thick with thick paper so the drunks would get their money's worth. And in that, yeah, this is it. In here, you will find in the 12th step that this, having had a spiritual experience, we use the word experience to denote the spiritual transformation, and no doubt took that notion from William James, whose great book, Varieties of Religious Experience, laid a foundation for this movement. And the foundation was upon hopelessness, because the James cases who had the marked transforming experiences were people who at depth admitted that they had something that they alone couldn't get over, under, or around. So this transforming experience was called by James experience, and his book was called Varieties of Religious Experience. And so are his examples of it. And we have duplicated them in all of their myriad forms. Now then, I always liked this word, experience. But there was a hell of a movement. I believe it emanated down in Greenwich Village in about 1937 or 8, when the book was under contemplation. Or rather, just after the book was published, be more like 40. And this was a movement to get rid of this conversion business and this experience business. And after a hell of a lot of tub-thumping, the people who wished the change got it, and I dutifully inscribed in the second printing that hereafter this was not to be an experience. It was to be a tepid form of experience called an awakening. Well, I don't know whether anybody got well in Greenwich Village who would have died otherwise. No, I really don't. And so sometime afterward, when AA had got a little less absolutist and this more intellectuals had got down to their right size, I said, well, I'm going to try to put back that word experienced. I'll be damned if I don't like it. And I think some of the old mossbacks like me would like it too. So I tried to put it back. And I was absolutely shouted down and assaulted for heresy, by God. And I was threatened with excommunication to change one word of the Holy Writ, which is now spiritual awakening.